Heal Thyself, Using a Holistic Approach with Dr. Eric Madrid.
When you are in the market for purchasing perhaps a TV, a camera, or some other computer or technological device, do you simply pay retail at the first store you see the item? Or do you shop around and try to get yourself the best price? Do you look online perhaps and try to see if you can find it cheaper on one website than another? Most people do. However, when it comes to pharmaceutical drugs, they do not do this. They simply go to their pharmacy and pay whatever price that pharmacy is offering for that drug. Did you know some pharmacies can actually charge 15 times more for one drug when compared to another pharmacy in the same city? If so, you're going to want to listen to what I have in this podcast to help you save money. Today we're going to focus on saving money for prescriptions that you may be taking or family members might be taking. However, I want to first talk about the importance of eating nutritious meals, right? Getting routine exercise and really striving to try to reach your ideal body weight. In many cases, doing this as a strategy can help people avoid and even reduce the need for prescription drugs. I've seen it many, many times in my career. I know weight loss can be very frustrating for many people. I usually recommend they look into specific eating plans, perhaps a paleo diet, keto diet, or even vegetarian diet. So that's saved for another show, but at this point, we're going to simply be talking about prescription drugs and how we can save you money. Have you noticed that pharmacies are becoming just as common as fast food restaurants? In my community alone, it seems like on every corner, a new pharmacy will pop up every few months, right? Ironically, it also feels like that might be part of the master plan, right? The plan maybe is for us to eat more junk food, more crap, more processed foods, get a disease, and then visit a local doctor who will prescribe us some medication to help reduce the symptoms that we have, and the problems and the diseases that we've now been diagnosed with due in large part to having eaten horrible food and processed foods at these fast food places. However, again, that discussion is for another day. Today, we're really going to speak about prescription drugs and prescription drug prices, because in many cases, they are life-saving. And again, if you're taking medications, don't stop them unless you're under the guidance of your physician. Here's some interesting facts. About 70% of Americans take at least one prescription drug, right? That's a scary number. Okay, we represent 5% of the world population, but represent 25% of the prescription drug users, right? So of course, that would mean that we're probably one of the healthiest countries. Wrong. Right, we are actually 31 in longevity, okay? Meaning that there's 30 countries around the world who have longer lifespans than ourselves. Okay, we are 31 in longevity despite spending $10,300 per person on healthcare costs in the United States. And 11% or almost more than 30 million people don't even have health insurance, okay? The countries of Costa Rica, Chile, Canada, Spain, they all outlive us, to name a few. Okay, but when we look at Canada, a country that has universal healthcare coverage and prescription drug coverage, they spend about $4,700 per person, and they rank 12th in the world when it comes to lifespan. Okay, so on average, they live about 3 years or 4% longer than those of us in the United States. And as a matter of fact, for the last 2 years in a row, the life expectancy of Americans has actually been dropping and is expected to drop again in 2018. So if that pace continues, our standing next year may actually, our life, our longevity standing may actually fall behind Cuba, who is number 32. All right. And obviously, drug costs play an important role in driving overall healthcare costs. My hope is that this information will help you and your family members save money on frequently used medication. So one of the things that you have to realize is that each pharmacy has different prices for their medications. okay, there's a prescription drug price, there's a cash price, and then there's an insurance price. In some cases, and I've seen this many times, where the cash price, so basically you go to the pharmacy and tell them that you want to pay cash, you do not want to go through your insurance, the cash price can sometimes be cheaper than your copay price and the price that is charged to your insurance company. Okay, so some of the common medications, for example, that you can, and one of the places actually that has some of the lowest drug prices includes Walmart Pharmacy, Costco, and Sam's Club. So you're going to want to visit those pharmacies and ask for a list of prescription drug prices or go to their website. So an example of cheap medications that we can discuss, one is lisinopril. Lisinopril is a popular blood pressure medicine. Okay, a 30-day supply at Walmart will cost about $4, whereas a 90-day supply will cost about $9 to $10 for that exact same drug. Okay, however, if you were to go to a local pharmacy, let's say a Walgreens or Rite Aid, that $4 drug will now cost $35 at Rite Aid and $19 at Walgreens. Okay, let's take the prescription drug Lipitor as another example, also known as atorvastatin. This is a again, a cholesterol-lowering medication which may help reduce the risk of heart attack and stroke in patients who have heart disease. So a 30-day supply of atorvastatin, a cash price again, at Rite Aid is $151 or $152 at Walgreens. Okay, Target, which the pharmacies now are run and operated by CVS, will cost $108, while you can go to Walmart and purchase this for $9 or Costco for $8.77. Now there's coupon websites out there. One specifically is called GoodRx, and you can actually get free coupons. Okay, now Walmart, you don't need to have coupons, but sometimes places like Costco, they'll take these coupons. Walgreens and Rite Aid also take the coupons. But let's look at this drug, atorvastatin. If you were to use the coupon at Walgreens and Rite Aid, a 30-day supply will still cost you between $28 to $35, even with the coupon. Now, that's definitely a good deal considering that the original prices were $152 and $151 for the atorvastatin. But again, the cheapest price is going to be Walmart. And of course, Walmart's not doing it because they're altruistic. They obviously are hoping that when you come into this store to buy your $9 of atorvastatin, that you're going to purchase another $100 or $200 worth of items that they're selling in their store. So they really are doing this as a loss leader. But if you can go in there and only purchase your prescription drugs, then you're going to come out ahead. So again, it's real important to look at different pharmacies and perhaps use websites like GoodRx. Ask your provider to send a prescription either directly to that pharmacy or ask for a paper prescription so you can shop around. Other examples of medications that are really cheap at Walmart and Costco include glipizide and metformin, which are diabetic medications. Levothyroxine, which is a thyroid medication commonly used, atorvastatin and lovastatin are other cholesterol medications that can be purchased. And Walmart even has certain birth control pills, which you can purchase for $9 per month. And again, these are for people who do not have health insurance. Okay, this can save you an immense amount of money. And for those who do have health insurance, you may want to ask about the cash price instead of going through your insurance, because again, this can also save you a lot of money. Also, a lot of seniors have what's called the donut hole. So when the prescription Medicare Part D prescription drug plans have a certain amount of dollars that once is reached, the patient has to pay for a larger portion of that drug out of pocket. So for those over 65, look at these prescription drugs that are available at these pharmacies, and if you can purchase them cash, it may be to your advantage because it will allow you to have available money for maybe some of the name brand drugs that there's not generic alternatives for. Okay, so again, I recommend using websites such as GoodRx.com, WellRx.com. These allow you to purchase medications from local pharmacies, many times at a reduced cost. You can print, email, or even text yourself your coupons. Again, some stores like Walmart do not use coupons, but they still have the prices listed there on these websites, so you'll be able to make an informed decision. So hopefully this helps. If you have any questions or comments, let me know. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.